We thank the Lord that on the first day of each week, He gathered us before His feet.
那我们知道，到主的面前是最美好的地方。
We know that it is the sweetest place when we're gathered before His feet.
比上其他地方更好。
It's better than any other place.
所以感谢主，不是说这个聚会的地方，有多舒服，有多美，多美丽。
So we thank the Lord it is not that this meeting, physical meeting place is so beautiful and glamorous.
乃是因为主在这里，这里就是天堂。
But it is because the Lord is here, therefore this is heaven.
我们感谢主，因为他乐意来对我们说话。
We thank the Lord because he delights in speaking to us.
他乐意我们来亲近他。
He is delighted when we draw near to him.
他乐意来施恩给我们。
He delights in blessing us.
所以我们愿意早晨我们继续在主面前的敬拜
Therefore we want to continue on our worship before him
像今天早晨一开始弟兄给我们讲的我们就像被掳归回的人我们来到锡安我们的心何等的喜乐
Just like our brother who opened the meeting today that our heart is full of joy we're like those who are under captivity but now we're brought back to Zion
我们满口喜笑满舌欢呼那真是我们要说耶和华为我们行了大事。
Our mouths was filled with laughter and our tongue with joyful shouting, and we truly will say the Lord has done great things for us.
那我们刚才唱了一首诗歌，信而顺从。
Earlier we also sang this hymn, Trust and Obey.
我想大家就知道，我们早晨愿意一起，我们一起来来思想，我们一起来来学习这条蒙福的道路，就是信而顺从的道路。
So I think you all know that we're going to meditate upon this topic of the blessed way of trusting and obeying.
我们感谢主，他是说话的神，他把他话语赐给我们。
We thank the Lord that He is a speaking Lord and He granted us His words.
他的话是不只是话，不只是道理，更是一条道路。
His word is just not merely teaching, but it's also a way.
那刚才弟兄也交通到过去。这一两百年当中呢，主借着这首诗歌信而顺从的诗歌，也带给许多祝福给弟兄姐妹们。
Our brother also shared that in the past 100-200 years, through this hymn "Trust and Obey," the Lord has poured out His blessings to people who trust and obey Him.
愿早晨我们不是来听一个道理，乃是我们愿意来看见主给我们。有开了一条道路，让我们可以走在这条道路上。
May this morning we're just not listening to a teaching, but we can see that the Lord has inaugurated a new and living way so that we can walk in it.
上个月在这里跟弟兄姐妹交通到一条出死入生的道路。
Last month I fellowship with brothers and sisters here a way that is out of death into life.
同样的，不是一个道理，是一条道路。
Likewise, it is a teaching. It is not a teaching. It is a way.
那我提到有一位姐妹，她把她一生怎么样献给主，这个苏恩佩姐妹的见证。
We shared about this testimony of Sister N Pei Su.
那她实在她的短短的一生里面，怎么样来跟随主哈？来，虽然她在很年轻的时候，二十几岁就得了癌症，但是呢。他这个甲状腺癌呢，他一生在活在一个死的当中，但是呢，主却在这个死亡当中呢，却给他得着一条生命。
We talked about this sister. Even though she's very young, but she followed the Lord all her life. In her early 20s, she had cancer, thyroid cancer. But even though she faced death all her life, the Lord has shown her a way to live.
那他我没有见过他，但是呢，他帮助了帮助我的许多的弟兄姐妹。
Even though I have not met her, she has personally helped a lot of brothers and sisters I know.
我聚会完以后，张宝文弟兄来找我。
After my sharing last month, Brother Zhang came to talk to me.
他说他1967年到1970年在台北的时候呢，他有机会遇到这位姐妹。
Our brother Bao Wen Zhang said that in 1967 through 1970, he has the privilege of meeting the sister in Taipei.
这位姐妹呢，非常关心他们，那他也常常跟他有交通。
And the sister truly cared for them, and he had constant fellowship with the sister.
我们真是感谢主啊，在我们跟随主的道路上，有许多见证人如同云彩围绕着我们。
We thank you that on the way of our pursuing of the Lord, there are these cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
所以不是道理，乃是一条道路。
So it is not a mere teaching, but it is a way to walk in it.
真是愿意我们都来跟随我们的主，我们爱我们的主，为我们死而复活的主。
How I desire for all of us to follow the way of the Lord who loves us and died for us.
所以我们今天愿意来跟弟兄姐妹来交通道，怎么样子来走在这条道路上，跟随主的道路上呢
？So today I would like to share with you as to how we walk in this way.
基本的最基本的一点就是信而顺从。
The most basic thing to take this way is to trust and obey.
我们知道信心是顺从的一个基础。
We know that faith is the foundation of our belief.
要能顺从，先要有信心。
In order to obey, we have to have trust.
然而，顺从却是信心的表现。
However, the obedience is an outward manifestation of your trust.
怎么知道我们有信心呢？
How do we know we have faith?
我们要来跟从我们的主。
We have to follow our Lord.
我们跟从我们的主来就是一个信心的一个表现。
As we follow our Lord, that is a manifestation of our trust and our faith.
我们要来读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few passages from the Bible.
头一处在撒母耳记上十五章二十二节。
The first passage is in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22.
撒母耳记上十五章二十二节。
First Samuel chapter 15, verse 22.
撒母耳说耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢听命胜于献祭顺从胜于公羊的脂油
1 Samuel 15:22 And Samuel said Has the Lord as much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice and to heed than the fat of rams
我们感谢主这里圣经非常清楚告诉我们，神喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦人听从他的话呢
？We thank the Lord that the Word of God very clearly says the Lord has much delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord.
那接下来那一小段的圣经，我们先用中文来读，然后我们再用英文来读一次。
And then we have a small passage of a passage in the Bible. We'll speak, read first in Chinese, then we'll read in English.
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。我们再来念一次哈。听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。
So Brother Jack wants us to read the second half of verse 22 together in English. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice.And to heed than the fat of rams.
One more time.
Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams.
Do we say amen?
Amen.
我们是不是都说阿们呢？阿们哈，真是愿意我们领受主的话。
We truly desire to understand the word of the Lord.
第二处的圣经在。诗篇三十二篇第八节第九节。
The next passage is found in Psalm 32, verses 8 and 9.
诗篇三十二篇第八节，我要教导你，指示你当行的路；我要定睛在你身上劝诫你。你不可像那无知的骡马，必用嚼环配头勒住它，不然就不能驯服。
Psalm 32, verses 8 and 9. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Do not be as the horse or as the mule which have no understanding, whose trappings include bit and bridle to hold them in check. Otherwise, they will not come near to you.
这边神说要他要教导我们只行当行的路，他要来劝诫我们，他也警戒我们不要像那无知的骡马，一定要用嚼环配头来勒住，要不然就不能驯服。
Here the God reminds us, He will instruct us and teach us in the way we should go, and He's also warning us not to be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, which needs the bit and the bridle to hold them back.
最后一处在诗篇一百一十九篇第九节。
Finally, in Psalm 119, verse 9.
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？ 是要遵行你的话。
How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to thy word.
第六十节，我急忙遵守你的命令，并不迟延。
Another verse, Psalm 119, verse 60. I hastened and did not delay to keep thy commandments.
所以这两处的圣经，这边圣经讲到说，少年人用什么来洁净他的行为呢？要遵行主的话，然后我急忙遵守你的命令，并不迟延。
So here in Psalm 119, it talked about how we need to keep the way according to the Lord's word, and we hastened and did not delay to keep thy commandments.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
That's a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你早晨一同聚集我们一同到你的面前。
Lord, we thank you that this morning you gathered us before you.
主，我们来到你的面前，我们真是愿意来就近你，来听你的声音。
As we gather into your presence, we want to draw near to you. We want to hear your voice.
我们知道你对你的儿女，哦主，你是何等的，哦主，宝贝。好，何等的爱你的儿女，何等愿意你的儿女来听你的声音。
Oh, we know that, Lord, how you love your children, you treasure your children, you desire your children to hear your word.
早晨我们就求你，来预备我们，给我们一颗柔软的心，给我们一颗谦卑的心，给我们一颗顺服的心。
So this morning we entreat you to prepare us so that we can have a pliable heart, a soft heart, and a humble heart to hear your word.
主，我们实在愿意你来对我们每个人说话。
We truly desire for you to speak to each and every single one of us here.
也愿我们听你的话，我们可以信而顺从。
And we also desire to hear your word and trust and obey.
主，我们求你越过人一切的软弱，主啊，让你的旨意能够通行。
We ask you to surpass all the weaknesses of men so that your will be truly funneled through.
主，我们把下面一段时间仰望在恩主的手中，愿你与我们同在。
We give the ensuing time into the gracious hands of the Lord. Presence your presence in us.
祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 我们感谢主，他把他最美的旨意来对我们显明。
We thank the Lord that He has shown us His most beautiful will.
他也愿意我们信而来顺从。
And He desires for us to trust and obey.
那我们刚才读了三处的圣经里面呢，我们可以对顺从这件事情呢，也许我们可以有更深的来认识。
From the three passages we just read, we can have a deeper understanding of obedience.
那怎么样顺从呢？这个中文里面哈。我觉得讲的非常的好，那也请姊妹能够替我翻一下哈，就是顺从呢有三方面。
The Chinese word obedience has three meanings, three levels of meaning.
第一个就是顺。
First you have to yield.
第二个就是要服。
And then you have to submit.
第三个就是要从。
And finally you have to follow.
我们讲顺服顺从哈，就讲到这三方面。
So the Chinese word obedience has all these three meanings attached to it.
第一方面呢，就是要顺。
First you have to yield.
就是像在撒母耳记刚开始讲的，就是说耶和华喜悦人听从他的话。
Which is just like First Samuel's, the Lord delights in people obeying the voice of the Lord.
我们若听神的话哈，若听进去就是很顺，对不对
？As we hear the voice of the Lord and we yield to it，
我们跟神就一样，就是很顺，我们就接受他的话。
And we accept His word and it's like we're yielding to His word。
我想哈，我们都知道羊有两种羊，一个山羊，一个是绵羊。
And we have two kinds of sheep, the lamb and the sheep。
Yeah. Okay, 如果你摸绵羊的毛呢，就是很顺，对不对？很软。
When you touch the wool of the sheep, it's very soft. It's very yielding.
然后呢，你如果摸山羊的毛呢，就是很粗，对不对
？If you touch the wool of the goat, it's very coarse.
所以我不晓得你是绵羊还是山羊。
So I don't know whether you are a sheep or a goat.
那有可能有人说我都不是。
Maybe you say I'm neither.
我是刺猬。
I am a porcupine.
Porcupine, yes. 我想现在我们早上来想想看哈，我们对神的话呢，你是顺还是不顺
So this morning we want to meditate on this thing about whether you yield to the word of the Lord or not.
你是像绵羊一样呢，就是好像对神的话呢，好像摸起来就是很顺的。
You're like the sheep where, you know, if you listen to his voice, it's very yielding.
还是说像山羊一样呢，这个就是很扎人的那个毛。
Or are you like the goat and the wool is very coarse and it hurts your hands?
还是像刺猬一样，没有人愿意坐到你旁边。
Or you like the concubine that nobody wants to sit next to you.
那我不晓得哈，这个主耶稣后来说，在后来审判的时候，有山要把山羊跟绵羊分出来哈。
At the final judgment, the Lord Jesus said that he would separate the sheep from the goats.
我想一部分就是表示顺从他的。
Partly it is to illustrate that for the people who obeyed him.
另外一份呢是不顺从他的。
And these other part are the people who did not obey him on earth.
有一边呢是主的话，对主的话总是说是的。
There's these people who always say yes to the word of the Lord.
一部分呢，主不管说什么，他总是相反的。
On the other group of people, whatever the Lord said, he would always go the opposite way.
也许这就是绵羊和山羊的区别。
Maybe this is the difference between the sheep and the goat.
当我们如果说是愿意顺从神，愿意来顺着神，照着神的听神的话，照着神的话去做的时候呢，下面还有两点。
So as we want to yield to his word and we want to follow his word, there are two further points.
第一个呢，就是要服。
Within the containing and the meaning of obedience is also the fact that you want to submit to his word.
诗篇告诉我们，神愿意来指示我们当行的路。
The Psalms told us that God delights in telling us the way that we should go.
但是呢，他也提醒我们不要像那无知的罗马，一定要用这个嚼环配头勒住，要不然就不能服。
However, it also reminds us that we should not be like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding, whose strappings include bit and bridle to hold them in check.
我们知道这个如果说是那个牛跟马，你要叫它往哪边走呢？你一定要用这个嚼环配头来。告诉他要往哪边走。
You know, for the ox or the horse, in order to lead the animal forward, you have to use the bit and the bridle.
不然他就不能服。
Otherwise, it cannot submit.
所以我们在神的面前，我们听了神的话，我们如果顺从他，顺了他的话以后呢，是不是接下来能够来服从他呢？
So once we hear the voice of the Lord and we yield to it, then we need to submit to it.
愿我们每一个人，我们都心甘情愿的来。听神的话，神叫我们往哪边走，我们就往哪边走。
May every one of us here, as we hear the voice of the Lord, we will sincerely believe in it and follow it.
然后第三方面要讲到要跟从。
And the third aspect of this word obedience is follow.
少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。
How can a young man keep his way pure by keeping it according to thy word?
那诗篇119篇。我们都很喜欢这节圣经，诗人说我急忙遵守你的命令，并不迟延。
And there's this favorite verse of ours in Psalm 119: I hastened and did not delay to keep thy commandments.
怎么知道我们是一个顺从的人呢？
How do we know that we're an obedient person?
就是急忙来遵守神的命令。
He is one who hastens and does not delay to keep his commandments.
所以顺从有这三方面。
So there are these three aspects to obedience.
我们要先听他的话。
First, we have to hear his voice.
要顺着他。
And we have to yield to him.
不要神每次对我们说什么，我们总是跟神相逆着神的话。
So that we aren't those people who every time the Lord speaks to us, we go the other way and against him.
第二方面呢，我们要能够来服从神。
Secondly, we need to submit to him.
我们要把自己让在神的手中。
So that we can abandon ourselves into his hands.
然后来甘心的来跟从他。
With a willing heart, we will follow him.
Yeah, 那第三方面就是要跟从，要来照着神的话这条道路来跟随他。
And then the third aspect is to follow him in this way and according to his word.
那不是等一下，乃是要急忙的来跟从。
Not to tell him to wait a little bit longer, but to hasten to follow his commandments.
好，那我们感谢主，他实在是爱我们。
We truly thank the Lord that he truly loves us.
我们来读圣经，我们就知道圣经是一本爱的 一个故事。
As we read the Bible, we know that this is a story of love.
它是讲到神对人的爱。
It talks about the love of God toward men.
讲到父母对儿女的爱。
It talks about the love of a parent toward a child.
因为神是创造我们的神，他又是救赎我们的神。
Because the Lord is a God of creation, and He is also a God of redemption and salvation.
他像父亲一样，他来爱我们。
As a father, He loves us.
但是呢，我们的对神的反应是什么呢？
But what is our response to God?
在以赛亚书那边那先知这样讲说，以赛亚书一章二节，天哪要听，地啊侧耳听，因为耶和华说，我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识，我的民却不留意。
So God has these words in Isaiah chapter 1 verses 2 and 3. Listen, O heavens, and hear, O earth, for the Lord speaks.Sons I have reared and brought up, but they have revolted against me. An ox knows his owner, and a donkey its master's manger, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand.
所以这是神很痛心的一个呼唤。
This is a proclamation that is hurtful to the heart of God.
他说牛认识主人哈，这牛虽然很笨，但他至少认得他的主人是谁。
Even though an ox is dumb, at least it knows its owner.
那驴呢比牛更笨一点。
And a donkey is even dumber than the ox.
所以它不认得主人，但它认得那个主人的槽。
So the donkey does not know its master, but it knows the master's manger.
那以色列人呢比驴还笨一点。
What about the Israelites? They're dumber than a donkey.
因为他们却不认识神。
Because they do not know God.
他们却不留意。
They do not pay attention.
我想我们如果养过那个宠物的，你就知道这个猫啊狗啊哈，他们还是很忠心的。
If you have raised any pets, you know, cats or dogs, you realize that these pets are loyal.
我们听到很多狗来救人的故事。
We've heard many stories about dogs saving people.
就是有个小男孩前一阵走丢了，对不对？在很冷的地方呢，那个有一只狗，他就来抱着，就是让那个小男孩呢在那取暖，所以他可以不会死掉。
So a while ago, this little boy got lost in out in the open, and this dog embraced the little boy so that the boy will not die out of coldness.
我也听过一个就是很简单的一个例子啊，他们家养了两只那个狗哈，他们出去了以后呢，大概有一天多的时间呢，就是才回来。
And then I also heard another simple story about this family has two dogs and they went away for a day.
然后这狗就在家里面呢，没有办法上厕所。
And these dogs had to stay at home and they couldn't go to the bathroom.
然后呢，他们一回家以后把门打开呢，他们马上就跑出去，然后上厕所。
And then when they opened, the minute the masters opened the door, the dogs rush out to go to the bathroom.
他们后来才讲说，哦，真是很亏欠这两只狗。
So then the masters feel like they have shortchanged these two dogs.
因为他们居然不会，他们忍着忍着，就一天多的时间都没有上厕所。
Because they endured and endured, they didn't use the bathroom for one whole day.
因为他们认得他们的主人，他知道他在主人家不能做什么。
Because they know their master, they know what not to do in the master's house.
然后呢，那猫可能比狗还差一点点。
So cats are not as good as dogs.
因为知道那猫是认食物不认主人的。
Because the cats know their food and not their master.
因为我们那个女儿小的时候，她就一直吵着要养宠物。
When my daughter was young, she kept clamoring for a pet.
我想那个 Melissa 现在来坐在后面。那时候 Melissa 家里呢有猫，生了好几只小猫。
So Melissa, who's here at the back with us, her cat had a bunch of litter.
那就送了两只刚生出来小猫呢，就送给我们的女儿。
So Melissa gave two little kittens to our daughter.
那我们跟女儿讲，养可以哈，但是呢，你要照顾它，而且呢，不能养在家里，要养在外面。
So I told our daughter, well, you could keep these two kittens, but you have to raise them outside, not inside the house.
所以呢，我们就为着猫做了打针啊，然后做一些该做的事情，然后呢，就每天给他们东西吃。
So we vaccinated the cats and we fed them every day.
大概过了两个月以后。
After 2 months.
然后呢，哎，这个猫就有时候回来，有时候不太回来。
These cats sometimes would come, sometimes they wouldn't come.
然后呢，再过一阵子回来的时间就越来越少。
After a while, the period that they would come back would be shorter and shorter.
然后再过一阵子呢，这猫回来，两只猫回来，它们头上颈子上都带了一个那个环。
So and then after another period of time, they have the leash around their necks when they come back.
我们就知道他们是被别家收养了。
So we know they've been adopted by other families.
我想可能别家的东西比我们好吃啊。
Maybe other families provide a better food.
然后呢，久而久之，这两只猫就不回来了。
So gradually, these two cats never showed up again ever.
牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列民却不认识我。
An ox knows his owner, and a donkey his master's manger, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand.
我们想想看，如果说我们来体贴天父的心，天父的心是不是很伤痛呢？
So if we want to be mindful of the heart of our Heavenly Father, wouldn't his heart be grieved?
神这边讲到说，他说，天啊要听，地啊要侧耳听，因为耶和华说，我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。
Because here it says, Isaiah 1:2, Listen, O heavens, and hear, O earth, for the Lord speaks. Sons I have reared and brought up, but they have revolted against me.
我们就像天父的儿女一样。
We are like children of the Heavenly Father.
神将我们养大，但是我们呢，却常常来背逆神。
God has reared us and brought us up, but we constantly revolt against him.
我们知道两个礼拜以前是母亲节。
We know that about 2 weeks ago is Mother's Day.
也许在三个礼拜有父亲节。
In 3 weeks we have Father's Day.
我们都很喜欢送礼物给父母。
And we like to give gifts to our parents.
那我想问一下在座的父母，你希望最希望拿得到的礼物是什么呢？
So I want to ask the parents who are with us, what is the gift that you want most from your children?
是什么？
What is it?
听话。OK。So we want 听话哈。
Somebody wants obedient children.
中国人就喜欢儿女要乖。
Chinese parents want the kids to be well behaved.
这个乖就包括很多的方面哈。
There are many aspects to this well-behaved child.
就是要听父母的话，要知道父母的心，而且照着去做。
You have to listen to the voice of your parents. You have to follow their voice and from your heart.
神要我们的是什么呢？
So what does God require of us?
神要我们的是信而顺从。
God wants us to trust and obey Him.
好，那我们下面就来看看怎么样是相信呢？
So let's see what does trusting Him mean?
圣经告诉我们，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, conviction of things not seen.
人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信神是，而且信神会赏赐那寻求他的。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of him who seeks him.
感谢主，神给我们一条道路，就是来相信他。
We thank the Lord that he has given us this way, which is to trust him.
我希望今天在座的我们每一位，我们今天我们来听主的话以后呢，我们真的要问主说，主啊，你要我做什么？主啊，你要我送什么礼物给你？
So I desire for everybody here and seated here today to say to the Lord afterwards, what do you want us to in what ways do you want us to obey you? What gift do you want from me?
第一个礼物神要我们要来给他的，就是要来相信他。
The first gift that God wants from us is to believe in Him.
让我们能够相信他，因为为什么神要用相信的办法呢？
Why would God want us first to believe in Him first?
有时候我们会觉得说，好像神很为难我们哈，为什么要我们来相信一个我们看不见又摸不着的呢？
Sometimes we think that God is deliberately causing us trouble. Why would He want us to believe in someone who we can't see and we can't touch?
你知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为神是这样的伟大，神是这样的丰富，神是这样的无限。
Because God is so great and awesome, bountiless.
他要把他一切的来给我们。
He wants to give His all to us.
如果我们要说我们要看见了我才相信，我们摸见摸着我们才相信，我们能够懂了我们理解了我们才能相信的话。
If we say we can only believe after we've seen it, touched it, and understood it,
那我们就限制了神要给我们的。
Then we have limited what God wants to give to us.
我们想想看哈，神是这样子的伟大，这样的无限，但是我们说我要来看见他，我才能相信他。
God is so great and limitless, but we tell him we can only believe in him after we've seen him.
我们要觉得说，我觉得我有道理的呢，我才能相信；没有道理，我觉得没道理的，那我就不能相信。
If I say this is reasonable, then I'll believe in him. If it is not reasonable, we won't believe in him.
到底是我们大呢，还是神大？
So are we bigger than God or is he bigger than us?
到底是我们常常是对的还是神永远是对的？
Are we right sometimes or is God always right?
神要用信的办法，就是要让我们来认识他是神。
So through this matter of belief, he leads us to know who he is.
如果我们要看得见摸得着，我们觉得有道理才相信，到底谁是神呢？是你是神还是神是神呢？
So if you can only believe something that you can see and feel and understand, then in God or you believe in yourself as God?
感谢主，他是神。
We thank the Lord that He is God.
所以他给我们预备了一条道路，就是相信他。
So He has prepared this way to trust in Him.
我们懂也好，不懂也好，我们看见也好，看不见也好，我们就来相信他。
Whether we understand Him or not, whether we believe Him or not, we just have to believe in Him.
到神面前来，必须信神是那一位要赏赐我们，要赏赐那寻求他的人。
He who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of him who seeks God.
其实我们常常都需要用信心的，对不对？
A lot of times we have to exercise our faith, right?
在我们还不知道的时候，我们就相信，那这样就有福了。
When we in the unknown moments and we still believe, then we're blessed.
有一件事情很小的事情，但是呢，却很感动我。
There's this very small thing that has moved me.
就是在很多年以前呢，我们教会有一次烤肉。
Many years ago, there's a barbecue at our fellowship.
那我那时候也在帮忙弄火啊，弄炭，所以手弄得很脏。
I was helping with the fire and the coal, and so my hands were dirty.
然后呢，那时候正好呢，杨望军跟王威那个大女儿哈很小，大概只有两三岁，就跑过来。
At that time, David's daughter, she was probably two or three, and she came over.
很可爱哈，洋洋，对不对？
啊。So,
然后我就开玩笑跟她讲说，来，叔叔抱你，我就把手伸出来，叔叔抱抱。
So I joked with her and say, let me hold you.
你知道吗？洋洋他看到我好高兴，就跑过来要给我抱。
So Isabel was very glad to be held by me.
他完全没有看到我的手是脏的。
She did not see that my hands were so dirty.
然后他就要过来要让我抱。
She truly wanted me to hold her.
我心里面实在非常感动。
So my heart was very moved.
我想说这孩子真是单纯。
So I say this child is so pure.
他就愿意这样子，就他不管怎么样，他就是要来给我抱。
Regardless, she just desired to be held by me.
那你想想看，我们的天父何等爱我们。
Think about how much the Heavenly Father loves us.
我们如果神说我来给我抱，你愿不愿意跟他抱一下呢？
If God says to you, come and let me hold you, are you willing to be held by Him?
主说我们地上的父亲哈上不好啊。那尚且爱我们，我们他给我们向我们向他求饼，他岂会给我们石头呢？
God says that our earthly fathers are no good, but they love their children, and so if the children ask for a bread, would they give them? Would they not give bread to them?
你跟他我们的儿女向我们求鱼，我们岂会给他蛇呢
？If our children ask us for fish, would we give them a snake?
不会嘛，对不对
？No, of course not.
所以真是我们真是愿意在座的，如果我们还没有来信神的话，还没有来信靠主的话，愿意我们早晨听见神的话，我们可以来相信他。
So this morning, how we desire for all of you here, if you have not believed in Him, that you would trust in Him and obey Him.
当神向我们伸出双手的时候，我们真是愿意来快跑的来进到他的怀抱里面。
When God opens up His two hands toward you, we desire to run after Him into His embrace.
主说。你因看见我才信我，那没有看见就信的有福了。
The Lord says that if you believe only after you've seen what you've believed, then the one who hasn't seen but believe, he is blessed.
我们是愿意做一个看 看见了，都知道，都明白才信呢？还是我们愿意做一个没有看见就信的人呢？
Do we want to be those who has to see it, then we believe? Or do we want to be someone who hasn't seen it, and yet we believe?
如果你能够只能信一位你看得见、你能够明白的神，你觉得有道理的神，你的神就这么小。
If you only believe in a God that you can see and believe and understand, then your God is so small.
但是你愿意来相信，就是凭着信心，简单的来相信这位创造宇宙的神，这位救赎我们生命脱离死亡的神。那我们没有看见就信的有福了。
But if you are willing to believe in a God who created heaven and earth, who has saved you and redeemed you from death, then and you haven't seen it and you believe him, then you're blessed.
我们知道信而顺从最好的榜样就是亚伯拉罕。
We know that a good example of trusting and obeying him is Abraham.
怎样说亚伯拉罕蒙召的时候出去遵命就出去。往将来得为业的地方出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
The Bible says that when he obeyed the voice of God to leave, he did not know where he was going.
他听了神的话他就简单相信他就知道神要赐福给他他就照着神的话就出去了就离开他的本地本族父家。
So, by simple faith, Abraham heard the calling of God, and he obeyed by going out to a place he didn't know, and he left his tribe, his father's house.
他出去的时候还不知道要往哪里去呢。
When he left, he did not know where he was going.
他就简单的相信。
But by simple faith, he believed.
圣经还说，当亚伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上，这就是那欢喜领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。
So the Bible also says that he, by simple faith, offered up his only begotten Isaac by faith.
他是相信神可以叫死人复活。
He believed that God can raise the dead man from death.
他相信神是爱他，神的话不会错。
He knows that he believes that God loved him and that the word of God never fails.
所以神就对亚伯拉罕说，论福。我必赐大福给你，论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙。你的子孙必得着仇敌的城门。
And therefore, God said to Abraham, "I will bless you greatly. Your descendants will be like the sand, the ocean, and the stars in the sky."
我们想想看，那时候亚伯拉罕来神对他讲话的时候，他是不是能够明白？神要给他的福是怎样的福呢
？Think about it. When Abraham believed in God, did he understand this blessing that God is going to give to him?
我想他完全不知道。
Abraham totally had no clue.
但是神说：“论福，我必将大福赐给你。”
But God said to Abraham, "In terms of blessing, I will give you a great blessing."
你想想看，是哪样蒙福呢？是如果说亚伯拉罕跟神要一张清单，说 ：“OK， 你要赐什么福给我啊？”一二三四，那这样我再顺服，还是说他就顺服，然后神把一切的丰富来赐给他
？So think about it. Did Abraham go to God and say, "I want a checklist. God, you give me 1, 2, 3, 4, all these blessings, then I believe in you." Or just like Abraham, by simple faith, he got all the blessings that God gave him.
我们感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
亚伯拉罕出去的时候还不知道往哪里。
When Abraham left, he did not know where he was going.
当亚伯拉罕把他最心爱的以撒献上的时候，他真的是不知道以撒会怎么样。
When Abraham offered up Isaac, that he loved so dearly, he really did not know what's going to happen to Isaac.
神要的不是亚伯拉罕这个人，或者神其实要的还不是以撒这个他的儿子。
God did not really only desire Abraham or the son Isaac.
神要的是亚伯拉罕的心。
What God desires is the heart of Abraham.
神要的是亚伯拉罕来信靠他。
What God wants is for Abraham to trust and obey him.
因为神是无限的。
Because God is unlimited.
只有我们信靠他，神才可以在我们身上来做事。
Only when we trust and obey him, then he can work in us.
因为神的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念高过我们的意念。
Because his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
我们若觉得什么事情都要我想通了，我再来相信，那这样我们的神实在太小了。
If you can only believe in God when you can think it through and understand everything, then your God is too small.
感谢主，我们的神是伟大的神。
We thank the Lord that He is a great, awesome God.
但是他给我们有一条道路可以进到他的面前。
And He has further given us this way to come into His presence.
就是简单的来相信。
Which is to trust in simplicity.
像孩子来相信他的父母一样。
It's just like a child believing in his parents.
不管在什么样环境，他知道孩子知道父母会照顾他。
The child knows that regardless of the circumstances, the parents will take care of him.
愿我们回转像小孩子的样子。
May we return like children.
简单的来相信神。
And we just believe in him in simplicity.
那我们信神了以后，下面我们就可以来顺从神。
After we believe in him or trust him, then we can obey him.
我们如果看以色列的历史，我们的就也非常的感慨，非常的觉得以色列人他们真是很不像样。
As we look at the history of the Israelites, we are saddened and we think that they are really, really lousy examples.
在生命记第九章第六节，那时候摩西对他们说：“你当知道耶和华。”你神将这美地赐你为业，并不是因你的义，你本是应着景象的百姓。当你当纪念不忘，你在旷野怎样惹耶和华你神发怒。自从你出了埃及地的那日，直到你们来到这地方，你们时常悖逆耶和华。
So, in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, it says,Know then, it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you this good land to possess, for you are a stubborn people. Remember, do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness. From the day you left the land of Egypt until you arrived at this place, you have been rebellious against the Lord.
以色列人四十年在旷野，神用玛拿喂养他们。用神迹奇事来随着他们，用磐石出水来供应他们。
So the Israelites were in the wilderness for 40 years. God fed them with manna. God provided water for them, and He showed them signs and miracles.
但是这边很不幸的是，最后这四十年的总结就是说，摩西说你在旷野怎样惹耶和华发怒？自从你出了埃及地那日，直到你们来到这地方。你们时常悖逆耶和华。
However, the summary of these 40 years, according to Moses, is how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness from the day you left the land of Egypt until you arrived at this place. You have been rebellious against the Lord.
这实在是何等的伤神的心呢？
This is so hurtful to the heart of God.
我们知道以色列人他们，这边圣经上讲是应着景象的百姓哈。
We know that the Israelites, according to the word of the Bible, is a stubborn people.
那我们是不是也是这样呢？
Are we also stubborn?
我相信神也给我们每个人有四十年的时间。
I also believe that God has also given us our 40 years.
四十年在旷野，我们怎么样子来生活呢？
How do we live in the wilderness for 40 years?
我们的弟兄也交通到在旷野里面的生活，在旷野里面的侍奉。
A brother previously shared with us as to how to live and serve in the wilderness.
但是主是不偏待人的，他给我们每个人有时间来听他的话，来跟随他。
God is not partial. He gives us time so that we can obey Him and listen to His voice.
所以摩西在他临终的时候，他对以色列人这样讲，在生命记的十三章四节，你们要顺从耶和华你们的神，敬畏他，谨守他的诫命，听从他的话，侍奉他，专靠他。
So therefore, at the end of the life of Moses, he said this to the Israelites: You shall follow, which is recorded in Deuteronomy 13:4. You shall follow the Lord your God and fear Him, and you shall keep His commandments, listen to His voice, serve Him, and cling to Him.
我们在天然的人里面呢，我们是很难顺服神的。
In our natural man, it is very hard to obey God.
但是我们感谢主，他给我们预备了一条路，我们可以来顺从他。
However, God has prepared this way, and we thank Him for it that we can obey Him.
我们知道我们要来信靠他，神就给我们一个得着一个新的心啊，也给我们一个新的灵。
We know that as we start to trust and obey Him, He'll give us a new heart and a new spirit.
神说要给我们的肉心除掉，赐给实心除掉，给我们肉心。
And God said that He would put away this heart of stone and replace it with a heart of flesh.
他要在我们里面放下一个新的灵，得着一个新的心，然后我们才就可以顺从神的律例，谨守遵行神的典章。
And He will put in us a new spirit and a new heart within us, so that He will cause us to walk in His statutes and His ways.
心这样一个肉心，一个新的灵，只有能够从神来。
A heart of flesh can only come from God.
在世界上的灵就是一个悖逆的灵。
The spirit from the world is a rebellious spirit.
从孩子的身上，刚才我们讲到是孩子很可爱的那一面，对不对？
Earlier we talked about the loveliness of children.
我们要回转像孩子这样单纯来信靠，像小小孩一样。
We need to return as children and to put in our simple faith to God like the little children.
但是孩子慢慢长大以后呢，他的自己的意思就会出来了。
But as our children grow, their own will become manifested.
我两个礼拜以前到韩国出差。
Two weeks ago, I was on a business trip in Korea.
要回来的时候呢，那机场很多人要等着出境。
When I came back, there were a lot of people in the airport, and they were waiting to leave the country.
那在我前面的一家人呢，知道他们是中国来的。
I know that the group of the family before me, they were from China.
然后呢，他们有一个大概八岁左右的男孩。
And they had an eight-year-old boy.
那大人呢，就在谈这个退税的事情。
And the adults were talking about how to get their VAT back.
因为这个外国人在韩国买东西，然后呢，会又要付税。但是你出若买的比较多东西了以后呢，那出境前这个税可以退。
Because foreigners, when they make purchases in Korea, you can get your sales tax back as you leave Korea.
然后他们在讲的时候，这个男孩也在听。
And as the adults were talking, this boy was also listening in.
但他听不懂这什么意思。
He could not understand the conversation.
所以他就生气了。
And so he got mad.
他就对妈妈讲说：“你要给我讲这个退税是什么？”
He said to his mom, "You need to tell me what this thing about getting your sales taxes back."
哦，讲得好大声，所有的人都在看他们。
So he was so loud, everybody was staring at him.
那所以这妈妈就很不好意思啊。然后就跟他解释说啊，这退税是什么
？So the mom was very embarrassed, and she explained to him what this getting your sales tax back is all about.
因为这本来就是一件比较复杂的事情。
This is originally a very complex matter.
这孩子听了半天还是听不懂。
So this child could not comprehend after the explanation.
所以孩子叫得更大声了。
So he screamed even louder.
你在讲什么我都听不懂，要告诉我这是什么意思啊
？I couldn't understand the word of what you're saying. Tell me again.
哎呀，我在想说，这世界真是反过来啊
！So I think this world is really upside down.
你知道，我们小的时候，我们常常可以看到这个在公共场所呢，这个父母责打孩子的事情。
So when I was little in public places, you could see that parents were spanking their kids.
但是现在呢，我们常常在公共场所看到这个孩子在骂父母的事情。
So nowadays in public places, we see children rebuking their parents.
真是这样子哎。
It's truly so.
我不晓得你见过没有。
I don't know if you've seen it.
这个孩子就很生气的对他妈妈讲说，就他指着他妈妈的不对。
So this child was so mad at, and he was so mad at his mom. It was at fault.
我们是不是这样子常常责怪我们的天父不对呢
？Are we also constantly rebuking our heavenly father that he was in the wrong?
我们是不是有些事情发生在我们身上，我们不懂，我们就说你错了。
Sometimes he allows certain things to happen in our lives and we couldn't understand it and we said to God, you are wrong.
还是我们愿意来信靠神，来顺服神。
Or would we rather trust him and obey God?
你知道这个悖逆的灵是充满在这个世界上。
You know, this world is full of the spirit of rebellion.
对不起，我再讲一点。
Let me elaborate some more.
我们都知道六四的事情是很惨痛的一个中国历史上一个很惨痛的一件事情。
We all know that the June 4th massacre is a very painful experience in Chinese history.
但有一点，我觉得实在是不对，就是当这些学运的领袖他们在对领导人的时候，他们就指着鼻子对他们骂。
There's one thing that I disagree with, is which is these college kids, when they face the leaders in China, they were pointing at their noses and rebuking them.
前几个月，也许是上个月，在台湾也有一个学运的运动。
Last month in Taiwan, there's also some demonstration hosted by college people.
同样的，当这些学生的领袖觉得他们得到了百姓的许多的支持的时候，当总统要跟他们对话的时候，他们就指着总统来骂，说你算什么东西。
Likewise, these leaders in these college demonstrations, when they felt like they had support from the people, when the president of Taiwan spoke to them, these leaders also pointed their fingers at the president and rebuked him.
我们不是要讲政治，我们不是要讲谁对谁错，我们是要讲人里面的灵。
We're not talking about politics here. We're not talking about who's right, who's wrong, but we're talking about the spirit that is within people.
过去一个礼拜，在台湾、在美国都有大学生杀人的事情，而且杀人是随机的杀人，不是什么冤仇的事情。
In the past week, both in Taiwan and America, there are all these massacres and they're very random. They're not premeditated.
他们杀的人都是他们不认识的人。
People are just killing people they don't even know.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为现今有一个悖逆的灵，悖逆之子的灵在运行。
Because right now there is the spirit that is working in the sons of the obedience that is working in the world.
在今天今世的风俗，有空中掌权者的首领，在有在那悖逆之子运行的邪灵。是在我们的里面。那保罗告诉我们说，我们没有得救以前，我们也在他们的中间，放纵肉体的情欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
So likewise in Ephesians 2, Paul told us about how we also formerly walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of the disobedience. Among them, we too formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath.Even as the rest of the world.
但是感谢主，圣经没有停在这里。
However, we thank the Lord that the Bible didn't just stop here in Ephesians.
第三节，第二章第三节。
It's in chapter 2, verse 3.
它没有停在那里哈。
It did not stop at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3.
所以在第四节、第五节讲到说，然而神既然有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯。中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Therefore, it goes on in verse 4, but God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ.
神不愿意我们就活在这个世界上，顺从这个悖逆之子的邪灵，让我们放纵我们的肉体的私欲，让我们随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
God did not want us to live like verse 3, that we were living in the lust of our flesh, indulging in the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by following this evil spirit of disobedience.
神有丰富的怜悯，他爱我们，所以当我们死在过犯罪恶中的时候，他就叫我们与基督一同活过来。
God, He is rich in mercy, and He loved us. Therefore, even when we were dead in our transgressions, He made us alive together with Christ.
感谢主，我们得救是本乎恩。
We thank the Lord that we were saved by grace.
没有一点点的好，我是出于我们自己的。
There's nothing good that came out of ourselves.
乃是有神丰富的怜悯和爱我们的大爱。
It's only because of the fact that God is rich in mercy and this great love that He has toward us.
所以神就让主耶稣来到地上，成为那个赎罪祭。
Therefore, the God enabled Jesus to come to this earth be the propitiation for sin.
圣经上说，因一人的悖逆，众人成为罪人；照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
And so the Bible says that For as through the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners, even so, through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous.
我们感谢主，我们得救是因为主耶稣的顺从。
We thank the Lord that we have been saved because of the obedience of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们也愿意来相信，来接受主。
So we also desire to trust in Him, to believe in Him, and obey our Lord.
神就要把我们的实心除掉，换成一个肉心。
And God will remove our heart of stone and replace it with a heart of flesh.
神就要把我们那个悖逆的灵除掉，换成一个能够顺服的灵。
And God will remove the spirit of disobedience and replace it with a spirit of obedience.
我们知道，我们得救，圣灵就进到我们的里面。
We know that the moment we're saved, the Holy Spirit enters into us.
圣灵也是神赐给那顺从之人的灵。
The Spirit is also someone who is granted to him who believe in him.
有人可能会觉得说，为什么某某人他好像神常常跟他说话，神的圣灵常常充满他，为什么我就没有呢？
Sometimes we wonder how come the Holy Spirit would fill this this person, but it doesn't happen to me, and God would speak to him, but not to me.
因为圣灵是赐给那顺从之人的灵。
Because the Spirit is granted to those who believe in Him.
我们感谢主，我们能够得救，是因为主耶稣顺从的顺从。
We thank the Lord that we can be saved because of the obedience of the Lord.
我们想到我们主耶稣怎样在十字架上为我们舍命。
We think about how the Lord has delivered Himself up on the cross.
他在十字架上得胜。是因为他现在在克西马尼的时候，他已经得胜了。
He had triumphed on the cross because he first had triumphed at the Garden of Gethsemane.
因为在克西马尼，他已经顺从了。
Because in Gethsemane, he already obeyed.
所以他可以在十字架上得胜。
Therefore, he could triumph on the cross.
所以愿主来开我们的眼睛，让我们看到怎么样子来能够来顺服神。
So may the Lord open our eyes so that we can know how to trust Him and obey Him.
我们来相信他，我们来顺从他，我们来顺服他，我们来跟从他。
So that we can believe in Him, yield to Him, submit to Him, and follow Him and obey Him.
我们能够顺从神呢？我想我们除了第一个要相信以外呢，那另外我们借着相信，我们可以得到一个新的灵、新的心以外呢，另外，我想我们还要注重两点。
In addition to the fact that we believe Him first, that we can obey Him, and we have a new heart and a new spirit, there are two further points in this this topic of obedience.
第一个就是要敬畏神。
First, we need to fear or revere God.
圣经讲，箴言告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Proverbs tells us that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge the Holy One is understanding.
我们要敬畏神。
We need to fear God.
敬畏神是什么意思呢？
What does it mean to fear God?
就是把神当神。
Which is to treat God as God.
就来他是神，所以我们就俯伏来在他的面前。
He is God, therefore we prostrate before Him.
我们不能顺服神的一个主要的原因就是我们里面的骄傲。
The one key reason that we cannot obey God is because of the pride within us.
自己以自己为神。
We think of ourselves as God.
但是感谢主，他要我们来敬畏他。
However, we thank the Lord that He asks us to fear Him.
要尊敬他，也要来惧怕他。
And to revere Him and fear Him.
这是一个好的害怕。
This is a good fear.
有人天不怕地不怕，这就是很危险的事情。
Somebody who say that they're not afraid of heaven and earth, that's a very dangerous thing.
当我们里面有一个敬畏的心的时候，神就会对我们开启。
As we have this heart of fear and reverence, he would disclose himself to us.
所以要能够来顺服神，我们当我们信他以后呢，我们要来敬畏他。
So after we've trusted in him and believed in him, we need to obey him.
第二方面要来爱神。
Secondly, we also need to love God.
如果一个孩子，是一定要打才能够乖的话，那这父母一定是很伤心哈。
If a child would only behave after you spank him, then the parents would be very heartbroken.
如果一个孩子能够因为爱来听他父母的话， 那这父母一定很高兴，对不对？
If this child would obey because he loves his parents, then at the heart of the parents will be very pleased.
所以主耶稣说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Therefore, the Lord Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
主又说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
And the Lord further says, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him."
So, 我们能够来顺服神，还不是因为怕被神来责打。
So we obey God not because we're afraid that he would spank us.
我们能够来顺服他，来顺从他。是因为我们爱他。
We want to obey and yield and submit to him because we love him.
主耶稣说，爱我的就必遵守我的命令。
The Lord Jesus Christ said, "He who has my commandments and keep them, he it is who loves me."
我们是不是爱神呢？
Do we love God?
我们是不是遵守神的命令呢？
Do we follow the commandments of the Lord?
我们若爱神，主耶稣说。有了我的命令就遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
So he who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me, and he who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will disclose myself to him.
所以我们真是愿意、当我们更多来认识神，更多知道他何等爱我们的时候，我们也因着爱来顺服。
As we know God more, as we know how much He loves us, we would also love Him back and want to obey Him.
我们常常被爱的时候呢，我们都是很迟钝的。
We're a little late in knowing about being loved.
但是当我们知道我们是被爱的呢，我们就要对爱我们的有反应。
But once we know that we've been loved, we need to respond to the one who loves us.
那我。我的父亲在我十五岁的时候就过世了。
My father passed away when I was 15.
然后我的母亲呢，要带五个小孩长大。
And my mother had to bring up 5 children.
那她只是一个小学的教师，那薪水不是很多。
And she's only an elementary school teacher, and she had not a very high salary.
那时候呢，我父亲过世，我只是初中哈，我对我的父亲。那时候我还不很还不懂得他的他还不认识还不不能够真正的知道来感谢他。
Because my father passed away when I was only in middle school, I couldn't understand him and I didn't know him and I couldn't understand his heart.
那我只记得我父亲很凶。
I only remember my father was very stern.
呀，他也是对我们好，但是他教导我们是很严格的。
He of course was doing this for our own good, but he was very, very strict.
所以呢，我印象里面就是我很怕我的爸爸。
So in my own impression was that I was very afraid of my own father.
那但是我父亲很早就过世了，所以我还没有机会来感谢他的时候，他就已经过世了。
But my father passed away so young, so I didn't have a chance to thank him.
但我妈妈呢？我妈妈也是很爱我们哈。
My mom also loves us very much.
那但是那时候我还不太懂我妈妈的爱。
But at the time, I didn't quite understand the love of a mother.
那时候我读高中的时候呢，是需要离我们家大概一个小时的地方。
I was attending high school about an hour away from where we lived.
所以呢，我妈妈呢，她常常就是。周末呢，他就要带着米来送米到我住的地方。
So a lot of times on weekends, my mom had to carry bags of rice to where I live.
因为教师的那个米是不用钱的啊，就是有固定的配给米的。
Oh, because she's a teacher and she got rations of rice, and so it's free.
那有一次呢，我就陪着她从基隆到板桥。
So one time I accompanied her from Geelong to where we lived to Baikal, where I attended high school.
中间还要转一个车。
And then we also had to take a transfer.
那转车的时候呢，不晓得为什么那个米哈没有绑好，就洒了一些。
As we were transferring, because the bag of rice was not closely tied up, so the rice spilled out a little bit.
然后我妈就要去我去借那个。本机哈扫把把那米扫起来。
So my mom asked me to borrow the broom and rush to to gather the rice.
那我就很不情愿。
So I was very unwilling.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为我穿着我们学校的制服。
Because I was wearing a school uniform.
我想说穿着这么制服怎么这么？我是读很好的学校，对不起啊。
I was from a very good high school.
那穿着制服怎么可以这么丢脸去扫地
？It was such a I would lose face by wearing this uniform from a good high school to be sweeping the floor.
所以我就跟我妈生气。
So I was I was mad at my mom.
那我妈没办法，她就自己去借粉剂跟扫把把那个扫起来。
So my mom had no other way, so she borrowed the broom and the brush and she swept up the rice.
等到回到我住的地方，我还是很生气。
After I returned back to my dorm, I was still very mad.
我就觉得很丢脸。
I thought I've lost face.
但你知道吗？那个米是给谁带来的
？But you know who the rice was for?
是给我的。
It's for me.
然后我又跟我妈妈生气。
And I was getting mad at my mom.
一直到过了比较长大一点呢，我才真的感觉到母亲的爱。
As I grow older, then I truly understand the love of a mother.
完了，她就是爱我们。我虽然对她生气，她还是爱我。
Even though I was mad at my mother, she still loved me.
一直等到我比较大一点，后来我那时候住校，然后一个通常只是周末才回家。
As I grew older and I was in the dorm and I only went home in the weekends.
有一天礼拜三，我实在很想我的妈妈。
One Wednesday, I truly missed my mom.
所以我就跑回去了。
So I ran home.
那我妈看到我说：“你今天回来干什么？”
So my mom was shocked when she saw me.
我就说：“我就想回来。”
So I said, I just wanted to come home.
如果在座的我们还有我们父母在的话
，If any of you still have parents alive,
我请你。真是能够来想念到你父母对你的爱。
I entreat you to remember the love of your parents toward you.
我妈妈现在在台湾，因为她生病。
My mom is in Taiwan because she is sick.
所以她现在没有办法过到这边来。
So now she can't come to the U.S.
所以我尽量的找时间，我就能够回去陪她。
So I try to find time to be with her.
被爱的人总是很迟钝的。
When you're being loved, you are always slow in sensing this love.
但是当我们感受到被爱的时候，我们是不是也要来回应这个爱呢
？But when you sense this love, don't you need to respond to this love?
我们的神爱我们，更胜于我们的父母爱我们。
Our God loves us more than our parents love us.
我们对神怎么样呢
？But how do we treat our God?
我们愿不愿意信而顺从呢？
Are we willing to trust and obey him?
我每次读到主的话的时候，有时候真的是很替神很痛心。
Sometimes when I read the word of God, I truly felt sorry for God.
我们刚才开始已经讲到说，牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列人却不认识我。
Earlier we talked about the ox knows his master, the donkey knows his master's manger, but Israel does not know me and my people do not understand.
我们知道主耶稣在福音书讲了两个故事，是讲到两个儿子。
We know that the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned two stories about two sons in the Bible.
我想第一处的圣经我们比较熟悉是在路加福音十五章。
The first parable was recorded in 15, and we're all fairly familiar with it.
我们知道小儿子是浪子，他离开父亲就自己出去了。
We know that the younger son is a prodigal son. He left the father and he went on his own way.
感谢主，这位浪子后来醒悟过来回家了。
We thank the Lord. This prodigal son came to his senses and he returned home.
那他但是在家里面的大儿子也是不能体贴父亲的心的。
However, this elder son could not understand the heart of his father either.
他的父亲，他对父亲常有埋怨。
He is constantly murmuring against his father.
在第二处，主耶稣讲的两个儿子的比喻是在马太福音二十一章。
The second time the Lord Jesus mentioned about this parable of two sons was recorded in Matthew chapter 21.
这边主说，有一个人有两个儿子，他来对大儿子说：“我儿，你今天到葡萄园里做工。”他回答说：“我不去。”以后自己懊悔就去了。
And so this is found in Matthew 21, 21:28. A man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in the vineyard. And he answered and said, I will, sir. And he did not go.
然后后来懊悔就去了。
And he did not go.
后来又对小儿子也是这样说，他回答说，父啊，我去，他却不去。你们想这两个儿子哪一个是遵行父命的呢？他们说大儿子。
And verse 30, and he came to the second and said the same thing, but he answered and said, I will not, yet he afterward regretted it and went. Which of the two did the will of his father? They said the latter.
我们感谢主，这个，主是这样爱我们。
We thank the Lord that he loved us so much.
这边讲到两个儿子。
Here it talks about two sons.
有一个说他本来说不去，后来他就去了。
One said he wouldn't go, and then he went.
另外一个说我去，但是他却不去。
Another one said, I would go, but he did not go.
你想想看，有没有一个儿子是说我去我就去的
？Is there a son that says immediately I will go and he goes?
我们的天父啊，你想想看，是全能的神啊。
Think about it. Our Heavenly Father is the Almighty God.
他是完全智慧、完全能有能力、完全完全爱的一位神。
He is all wise, all powerful, and all of love.
他这两个儿子的比喻，没有一个儿子是从心里面来认识他、来感谢他、来顺从他。
In the two parables of the two sons, not one of these sons ever know him and thank him and obey him from the heart.
神实在是很没有光彩，对不对？
God has indeed been losing a lot of face.
我们的都希望，我们想想看我们的儿女哈，我们都希望我们的儿女听话、争气，对不对？也许不一定有很多的成就，但是至少要出息，对不对？
And so we think about our own children. We want them to be well behaved. They may not have to accomplish a lot, but at least they have to have something. 、grow up and be mature.
但我们的神
However, for our God,
他的儿子，他的儿女却不认识他。
His children do not understand him.
就算他有两个儿子，没有两个儿子都不听话。
These two sons, neither one of them obeyed.
至少不是刚开始的时候就听话。
At least they don't obey right away.
问题出在哪里？
Where's the problem?
是我们的神的问题呢，还是我们的问题呢？
Is the problem lies with our God or with us?
我们唱的诗歌《信而顺从》，讲到这是一条蒙恩的道路。
The hymn we just sang about trust and obey. This is a blessed way.
是一条最美最甘甜的道路。
This is the most beautiful way and the sweetest way.
是一条讨神喜悦最喜乐的一条道路。
This is a way that would be most pleasing to our God.
我们愿意这样来跟随他吗？
Do we desire to obey him in this way?
请我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
主，你养育我们，就像父亲养育孩子一样，将我们养育大。
Yeah, you raised us and brought us up like a father raising his children.
主，但是赦免我们，我们常常不认识你。
However, forgive us because we constantly lack knowledge of you.
我们常常不认识你的爱，你对我们的心愿。
We do not know your love toward us. We do not know your heart's desire toward us.
主，愿早晨你在对我们说话，叫我们能够来认识你。
May this morning you speak to us again so that we can know you.
所以我们可以，哦，主啊，能够来更多的来跟随你。
So that we can follow you even more.
主，让我们能够信，然后我们就来顺从你。
So that we can trust and obey you.
让我们来体贴父亲的心，主啊，就叫我们能够快跑来跟随你，来讨你的喜悦。
So we can be mindful of the heart of the Father so that we can know your heart and run after you and please you. Let us be someone who trusts you. Let us be someone who fear you. Let us be someone who loves you.
当你对我们说话的时候，我们说主，是的，我们愿意跟随。
As you speak to us, we say to you, yes, we want to follow you.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.